Listener John from Wilmington wrote, "Smooth landings is great. Give that guy a beer. Please drop Friday feedback. Wilmington traffic is frustrating enough." And Helen Solomon wrote in favor of, quote, "less of the Friday feedback and more programming." On the other hand, Roy Patterson said, "One of the most recent editions of WHQR I really appreciate was Friday feedback. It really gets me in touch with my neighbors. Such a diverse group. It's great." Listener Janet from Southport wrote, "I love it when I'm home and enjoy listening to WHQR programs on my laptop when I'm on the road for business." Listener Seth wrote, "I was very disappointed to find you were not broadcasting the presidential debate live. Shame, shame. I think it's much more important than classical music, which we all get enough of here in Wilmington." Nick and Anna Gaglio wrote, "I would give more, but NPR's obvious bias towards Israel at the expense of honest and objective Middle East reporting puts me off. I would prefer more objective and balanced reporting with less input from Israeli Americans who have an obvious agenda. NPR needs more representation from reputable Al Jazeera reporters or the UK's Guardian." Speaking of the fund drive, here's a selection of comments made by listeners who phoned in pledges during the drive. Wendy and Gerald Fingerhut say, "WHQR is the heart and soul of progressive Wilmington. Keep the classical music coming. We can't live without it." Brittany Blackman and Richard Smith said, "As a former employee of WMFE 90.7 Orlando's NPR station, I know how much it takes to run a successful public radio station, and I appreciate every minute of programming. Thank you for providing my new town with NPR. Wilmington feels more like home each time I turn on the radio." Donna King and Alan Bowden said, "Great coverage of local elections and candidates." Jill Blackman and several others said that Bob Workman should sing more on the air. Bill and Jana Cottingham said, "This one is for Big Bird." Donald and Rebecca Micklow said, "More music, much less political opinion. That is very annoying to a large part of your listening audience." Vicki Matthews said, "I think this NPR is better than the Chicago NPR. Robin Salter said, "It just makes you smarter." Claudia Kell said, "Thanks for being a first-rate public radio station and bringing the greater Cape Fear area such superb programming." Tom Inksetter said, "I just don't know what I would do without it." Maurice Murthy wrote, "I just returned from 3 years in Europe and couldn't wait to get back to listen to NPR. Kimberly Cook said, "Thanks to Chancellor Gary Miller for his support of applied learning at UNCW. Chadwick Roberts said, "I'm an educator at UNCW and I use the programming in class all the time." Nigel Raincock said, "I bought Jeff Wingfield's boat, came down from Toronto to pick it up and have enjoyed the programming while we've been here and want to say thank you." Former staffer Duncan McFadden wrote, "Greetings from WFAE, where we too are in the midst of a pledge drive." Mary Virginia Swain said, "I can't imagine Wilmington without WHQR. It's the perfect public radio station with just the right mix of NPR and local reporting." John Wildman, a former career news reporter, said, "It's by far the most intelligent thing on the airways in this region." Sarah Gilliam wrote, "I have relied on WHQR during this election cycle. I especially appreciate the well-run candidate forums for county commissioner and state legislative candidates." Joan Farenkopf said, "Life in Wilmington would be diminished without it." Heather Collegian said, "Thanks to WHQR for supporting local nonprofits. What a great idea." Brandy and Daniel Temple said, "Consider that a commercial radio station has about 60 days worth of ads played every year. We'll take 18 days of pledge drives anytime, though we can't wait to get back to your regular programming." And finally, Lois Johnson said, "I love WHQR. Even during the week soliciting contributions, the attitude of joviality and passion conveyed by those on the air to the listener makes me smile." A big thank you to everyone who made a pledge during the drive. We tried to do it with joviality and compassion, as Lois said. It ended Wednesday morning. We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send us feedback in an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.